20 de julio de 1969. La voz del astronauta Neil Armstrong.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Y del astronauta Ed Aldrin.
I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way.
Y en órbita alrededor de la Luna, esperando el encuentro con Armstrong y Aldrin, y el triunfante regreso a la Tierra a 240 mil millas de distancia, Michael Collins.
Roger, Tranquility Base, it sure sounded great from up here. You guys did a fantastic job.
Poco antes del despegue, los tres pilotos eran entrevistados por la prensa en Cabo Kennedy. Una vez más, la voz del comandante Armstrong.
After a decade of planning and hard work, we're willing and ready to attempt to achieve our national goal. This is possible because very many Americans across the nation have dedicated themselves to quality craftsmanship and ingenuity. We're dependent, too, on the successes of the previous flights, the unmanned flights and the manned flights, Apollos 7, 8, 9, and 10, whose crews have done a magnificent job of preparing the way for us. I'm sure this American ingenuity and American craftsmanship has given us the best equipment that can be made available. And we're very happy to be ready to fly. I guess we're ready for your questions.
Do you harbor any fear, or how would you describe your attitude just before flight?
I wouldn't say, Walter, that fear is an unknown emotion to us. Fear is characteristic, particularly of a knowledge that there may be something that you haven't thought of and feel that you might be unable to cope with. I think our training and all the work that goes into the preparation for flight does everything it can toward erasing those kinds of possibilities. And I would say that as a crew, we among the three of us really have no fear of launching out on this expedition.
Next question from Mr. Evett Clark of Newsweek magazine.
I'd like to ask Michael Collins, the forgotten man of Apollo 11, if he can tell us exactly what he expects to be doing up in that command module at the time that Neil Armstrong steps out on the lunar surface.
Well, primarily just tending the store, Mr. Clark. As you may realize, the command module is a very complex vehicle, and just to do nothing inside it requires a good deal of switch throwing and a certain amount of attention. So I expect to be keeping the command module ready for Neil and Buzz's return the next day, and I'll be quite busy doing that.
Colonel Aldrin, would you be satisfied if you just achieved a successful landing and takeoff, but for some reason could not step out on the lunar surface and collect the first samples of the moon rock?
Well, I think it's been fairly clearly stated that that we're going to feel that we've accomplished a successful mission if we land men on the moon and return them safely. And I believe that is the primary mission. As stated, we would like to add as much as we possibly can to this for the return from this flight, and also to maximize the benefits that will be able to be obtained from previous or the succeeding flights. We'd like to solve as many of their problems ahead of time and give them as much advice on how to get more return for our lunar flights.
Tres hombres, Armstrong, Aldrin, Collins, hicieron de la misión Apolo 11 la más espectacular odisea de la historia humana. Una hazaña que marca el principio de una nueva y gloriosa era basada en el conocimiento del hombre sobre el espacio. Retrocedamos por un momento a esa clara y húmeda mañana en Florida, cuando tres americanos ávidos y magníficamente entrenados esperaban pacientemente el ajuste de centenares de detalles de última hora. Durante la cautelosa cuenta regresiva de 28 horas desde la plataforma de lanzamiento 39A en Cabo Kennedy. Going through some checks with astronaut Mike Collins aboard the spacecraft.
Apollo Saturn launch control. We've just passed the 31-minute mark in our count. The T-minus 30 minutes, 52 seconds and counting, aiming toward our planned liftoff time of 32 minutes past the hour, the start of our launch window on this, the mission to land men on the moon. The countdown is still proceeding very satisfactorily at this time. We've just got by an important test with the launch vehicle, checking out the various batteries in the three stages and instrument unit of the Saturn V. We remain on external power through most of the count to Apollo Saturn launch control. We've just passed the 26-minute mark in the count. T-minus 25 minutes, 53 seconds and counting. Still proceeding very satisfactorily. At this time, spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin working with astronaut Buzz Aldrin in the middle seat, covering the final pressurization of the reaction control system for the spacecraft. These are those big 60
seconds and counting. We passed T-minus 60. 55 seconds and counting. Neil Armstrong just reported back. It's been a real smooth countdown. We passed the 50-second mark. Power transfer is complete. We're on internal power with the launch vehicle at this time. 40 seconds away from the Apollo 11 liftoff. All the second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still go with Apollo 11. 30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
We got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on proper heading. Plus 30 seconds.
Roll's complete and the pitch is programming. One Bravo.
One Bravo is a abort control mode. Altitude's 2 miles.
Apollo 11 Houston, you're good at 1 minute.
Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now. Velocity 2,195 feet per second. We're through the region of maximum dynamic pressure now. 8 miles downrange, 12 miles high. Velocity 4,000 feet per second.
Y ahora, la Tierra se va alejando. Técnicos y directores de vuelo del Centro de Control en Houston toman el mando, coordinando hábilmente una red de 17 estaciones terrestres. 4 barcos equipados con múltiples instrumentos, 6 a 8 aviones para localizar la posición de la nave espacial y realizar servicios vitales de televisión, telemetría y comunicaciones. Todo esto es transmitido a la tripulación del Apolo 11 por medio de computadores. A medida que la Tierra gira de poniente a oriente, una de las 17 estaciones terrestres entrega el control a la próxima estación según la trayectoria de la nave. De esta manera, se mantiene una continua corriente de datos y comunicación entre la Tierra y el espacio.
This is Apollo Control at 9 hours, 13 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. Based on biomedical data, a flight surgeon reports that it appears the crew removed their pressure garments, their pressure suits, at about 8 p.m. for the commander Neil Armstrong and Command Module Pilot Mike Collins. Lunar Module Pilot Buzz Aldrin apparently got out of his pressure suit about 1 hour earlier, or about 7 hours ground elapsed time. The spacecraft is currently 44,529 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity has dropped now to 8,983 feet per second.
Houston comunica las noticias terrestres a los astronautas que ahora se encuentran a 68,000 millas en el espacio, 23 horas después del lanzamiento.
Hi, 11, this is Houston. If you're interested in the morning news, I've got a summary here from PAO, over.
Okay, we're all listening.
Washington, UPI. Vice President R.O.T. Agnew has called for putting a man on Mars by the year 2000. But Democratic leaders replied that priority must go to needs on Earth. Agnew, ranking government official at the Apollo 11 blastoff Wednesday, apparently was speaking for himself and not necessarily the Nixon administration when he said, "We should, in my judgment, put a man on Mars by the end of this century." London, AP. Europe is moonstruck by the Apollo 11 mission. Newspapers throughout the continent fill their pages with pictures of the Saturn V rocket blasting off to forge Earth's first link with its natural satellite. And headline writers tax their imaginations for words to hail the feat. Quote, "The greatest adventure in the history of humanity has started," declared the French newspaper Le Figaro, which devoted four pages to reports from Cape Kennedy and diagrams of the mission. The tabloid Paris Jour proclaimed, "The whole world tells them bravo." Hempstead, New York. Joe Namath officially reported to the New York Jets training camp at Hofstra University Wednesday, following a closed-door meeting with his teammates over his differences with Pro Football Commissioner Peter Roselli. Over.
El Apolo 11 continúa hacia la Luna, todo funcionando a la perfección. ¡Qué diferente! ¡Qué infinitamente más avanzado que el primer vuelo americano de mayo de 1961, cuando Alan Shepard efectuó el vuelo Mercury Redstone por espacio de 15 minutos 22 segundos, que ni tan siquiera lo colocara en órbita! Fue casi un año después, en febrero de 1962, cuando John Glenn lograra dar tres vueltas en órbita terrestre en el memorable vuelo Mercury Atlas que durara casi 5 horas. Después vino la serie Géminis en 1965 y en octubre de 1968 el victorioso programa Apolo. Escuchemos.
That's Jim Lovell, the commander of the backup Apollo 11 crew, communicating with Apollo 11 at the present time.
Hey, Jim, I'm working through the monocular now. And I just recall an expression that's here is just out of this world. I can see all the islands in the Mediterranean, from larger and smaller islands of Mallorca, Sardinia, Corsica, little haze over the upper Italian peninsula. Cumulus clouds are out over Greece. Sun's setting on the eastern Mediterranean now.
How does the weather look up in the southern part of the western hemisphere, or up in the United States area?
Well, y'all are just beginning to come over the limb now. I can see parts of Central America, and it looks to be fairly clear there. The islands in the Caribbean are beginning to come in, and oh, there are a few streaming lines of clouds. Looks like there's a system up to the, off of Greenland that has some large cloud streamers extending back down to the southwest. The east coast of the U.S. is just coming into view now, and it doesn't look too bad as I can see it right now. We may have some pretty good shots later on this afternoon, over.
That was Buzz Aldrin giving the description of what he could see on the Earth.
Mas esta es la Apolo 11, lejos de la Tierra, girando y enfriándose lentamente en el espacio. Tres largos días de navegar hacia la esfera de influencia lunar, donde la fuerza de gravedad de la Luna se hace más notable que la de la Tierra, atraída hasta el punto de decisión, la decisión de llegar hasta la órbita lunar.
We're 3 minutes away from loss of signal. Apollo 11 is 425 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 7,368 feet per second. Weight 96,012 pounds.
2 minutes to LOS. Apollo 11, this is Houston. All your systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side. Over.
Roger. Everything looks okay up here.
And we've had loss of signal as Apollo 11 goes behind the moon. We were showing a distance to the moon of 309 nautical miles at LOS. Velocity 7,664 feet per second. Weight was 96,012 pounds. We're 7 minutes, 45 seconds away from the LOI number one burn, which will take place behind the moon, out of communications. Here in the control center, two members of the backup crew, Bill Anders, Jim Lovell.
Órbita lunar. La tripulación callada, revisando instrumentos, penetrando por primera vez en la cápsula espacial Águila, mostrando por televisión a la Tierra el vehículo que aterrizará en la Luna. ¡Listos! ¡Sepárense! Prepárense para descender a una altitud inferior.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now. The spacecraft Eagle has been given a go for descent orbit insertion. When next we acquire the lunar module, it should be at an altitude of about 18 nautical miles on its way down to the low point of about 50,000 feet from where the powered descent to the lunar surface will begin. As the spacecraft went around the corner...
Cada instalación del Águila funciona a la maravilla. Procédase al alunizaje. Y en estos momentos la tripulación del Apolo 11, aunque criticada por la prensa por sus largos silencios durante este vuelo, se encuentran ocupados escribiendo páginas para la historia. El descenso hacia otro planeta se inicia.
Altitude 40,000.
And Eagle Houston, we got data dropout. You're still looking good.
Okay, we got good lock on. Altitude lights out. LH is minus 2,900.
Roger, we copy.
At the Earth, right out our front window. Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
That's affirmative.
Program alarm.
Looking good to us, over.
Altitude now 21,000 feet, still looking very good. Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Descent rate 129 feet per second.
We copy. Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
We're now in the approach phase, everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
We're go, same type, we're go.
2,000 feet, 2,000 feet. Into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great, your go.
Altitude 1,600. 1,400 feet, still looking very good.
Roger, 1202, we copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet, down at 19. 540 feet, down at 30, down at 15. 1.5 down. 70. 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light. 3.5 down, 220 feet. 13 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5%. On any bite? Okay, 75 feet. Guys looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. 6. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. Contact light.
Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent.
Auto-descent.
Mode control both, auto-descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. Port 13 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute.
Roger, Eagle, and you are safe.
Yes, sir. Read Columbia again.
Roger, we rigged you fly by Columbia. He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility. Over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Well, good show.
Fantastic.
El Águila ha llegado. Y descansa en un ambiente desolado para el cual fuera construido y atinadamente nombrado Base Tranquilidad. Se nos comunica que el alunizaje no fue del todo automático, que en los pasos finales el comandante Armstrong controló el descenso.
Houston, that may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was taking us right into a football field sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about a one or two crater diameters around it, and it required flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Después del alunizaje, solo restan 49 segundos de combustible.
Now we'll get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity, but every variety of rock you could find. The color is, well, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though they're going to have some interesting colors to them. Over.
Tranquility, be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
There are two of them up here.
Roger, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
That last remark from Mike Collins at an altitude of 60 miles. The comments on the landing, on the manual takeover, came from Neil Armstrong. Buzz Aldrin followed that with a description of the lunar surface and the rocks and boulders that they are able to see out the window of the LEM.
I just got it, I think.
Roger, Columbia, this is Houston. Say something. They ought to be able to hear you. Over.
Roger, Tranquility Base. It sure sounded great from up here. You guys did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Just keep that orbiting base ready for us up there now.